Hello all. So this is a Chazara audio of the first parak of Mishnayos and Maseches Bava Basra. The first parak of Bava Basra, it deals with the din of Chalukah, which is the halacha of division. If you have jointly owned property, how do you divide the property when certain disputes may arise? It's actually a continuation of the 10th parak of Bava Metzia, the last parak of the previous Masechta, which deals with jointly owned property. Who's obligated for what when something happens to the property. So the beginning of Bava Basra deals with that. So what I'm going to do in this Chazara, I'm basically going to read through the Mishnayos really quickly. I'm going to explain the general concepts, because hopefully you've learned them already more in depth. And that's how we're going to roll here. So the parak begins. Ashrit and Shiret Shalas Mechitza V'Chatzar Bo Nasakos Al Be'emtza. So basically what we're saying is you have shutfen, you have partners who want to build a wall in the middle of their chatzar. They should build the wall in the middle. Now obviously what is the Mishnah teaching us? If people want to do something, why would you think they can't do them? So the answer is because we're talking about a chatzar, a courtyard, which is not more than a 4x8 amos, which means that each person will not have a 4x4 area of their chatzar after the split. So usually the din of chalukah dictates, as we're going to see in the parak later on, that that you can only force someone to split a jointly owned courtyard with them if each person will have an area 4x4 amos in their chatzar, which will not be the case in this particular chatzar, which is why the Mishnah specifies that they jointly decide to split the chatzar. So whatever the minhag of the material that is usually used in that area, that's the material they should use to build this wall. Basically, based on whatever material you use, you're going to need more space to give up as your portion of the chatzar, and you have to be willing to do that, is what the Mishnah is saying. And if the wall falls, it belongs to both of them, right? Obviously, why would you think it doesn't belong to both of them? They jointly built it. The answer is because the Gemara explains that either it fell into one of their properties, in which case you may think that since the wall fell into one of their properties, it belongs only solely to them. Or if one of the people actually brings the fallen stuff into their property, you may think that the other person has to actually prove that it was a jointly owned wall. The answer is you don't have to. That's what the Mishnah teaches us. The second Mishnah says, Makum shenagu ligdur mechayvin oso, v'avol bevika, makum shenagu shelo ligdur ein mechayvin oso, elim rotsa konus eso shelo avona v'osa chazun b'chutz. Now what the second Mishnah teaches us, according to the Gemara, is regarding a garden, we assume that in general the custom is to build a fence, and therefore you can't actually force someone to split a garden, to build a wall in the middle of a jointly owned garden. And when it comes to a bika, a valley, the general custom is not to build a fence, so therefore you need to, you cannot force someone else to do it, to build a wall with you in the middle of a jointly owned valley, unless you both want to do it. And if you decide to do it on your own, the Mishnah says you should actually build the wall and then make a sign on the outside of it to make it clear that you're the one who built it. Basically, to let everyone know that if the wall falls, it'll belong to you and you won't have disputes afterwards. If you jointly build it, then you should make sure it's clear that both you built it, so that if the wall falls, you will you guys can distribute the materials. Says the third Mishnah. Regarding a person who surrounds someone else's property from all three sides, the person who lives on the inside, who is the beneficiary of the outer walls, is not obligated to contribute to the building of those three walls until the person on the outside, the person who is surrounding the person on the inside, builds a fourth wall, in which case we do obligate him to build the person who lives on the inside to contribute towards the building of the walls. But as the Gemara explains, what he actually has to contribute is half the value of the walls were they built of a more inferior quality of reeds, not of whatever the actual quality is. So, for example, stones are much more expensive than reeds, so therefore we don't obligate them to build, to contribute to half the value of the walls, the four walls that they're built of stone, only if they're built of, you have to give half the value of if they were built of reeds, a cheaper quality material. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Amad V'Gadar Si Rabbiyas, M'Gadar L'Mas HaKol. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and he says no, he says that he actually has to contribute towards half the value of how much the entire, half of what the entire, all four walls cost you, regardless of what the material is. Again, I explain the end of that as the Gemara explains it, as Rav Avadya explains it. That's the gist of that. Okay. The fourth Mishnah. The fourth Mishnah says basically that we only obligate a person to build, to contribute up to four amos of the height of the wall. Beyond that, a person's not a the partner does not have to contribute towards the building of the wall. We assume that he gave it until the guy who wants the other one to build can bring a proof that he did not do so. However, above four amos, we assume that a person did not contribute unless the guy can bring a proof that he did. Okay, that's the gist of that. The fifth Mishnah. So basically, what we're saying here is, can you force a person to build a base shar? Right, you have a bunch of houses within a chatzar, and the question here being, can you force an individual residing within the chatzar, right, a bunch of houses that are attached to the chatzar, can you force that individual to build to contribute towards the building of the gatehouse and a door for the chatzar? Rav Shmuel Gamliel says you cannot force, whereas the Tanakhama says you can. Regarding building a wall for the city, doors and a post, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says that you cannot force a person to contribute towards the building of a wall for a city, but the Tanakhama says you can. And the end of the Mishnah says, right, the question of being, when is a person considered to be a member of the city? According to the, if you just reside in the city, then 12 months. Otherwise, if you actually buy a house, you invest in the city, then you're immediately considered one of the members of the city. Says the sixth mission, the last mission of our parak, in Chol Knesset Chatzar Ashi Arbas Arbas Lazeh, Velo Sasad Ashi Batishkam Lazeh, Batishkam Lazeh, Rabbi Kiva Mer Beis Rova. What we're saying here is, we do not divide a chatzar until there is four amos for each person, and the field until there is nine kabin for each person. Rabbi Yehuda says actually nine half kabin, meaning four and a half kabin for each person. And basically, it's just a machlokas of the minhag hamakom. It's not actually a machlokas, a fundamental machlokas. Rabbi Kiva says actually Beis Rova, which is even half that amount, half a kav, which is a quarter of a kav. Here's the call. If you divide something, it still has a status, it has a name of that thing upon it, then you can divide it, otherwise you can't. Otherwise, you can't force someone to divide it. Right? Our entire discussion here, like we said, din chaluk is a case where you can force someone. Right? In the case where you cannot force someone, then you need to both jointly want to divide it, otherwise you cannot. The Kisvei HaKodesh, Al Pishish Neim Rotzen Lo Yechloku. When it comes to Kisvei HaKodesh, like Torah, Vimuksuv, and you have a cloth, like a piece of a hide of one of these things, even though they both want to divide it, you can't cut it up. And then the Gemara explains that specifically when you have a single piece of parchment, you cannot divide it. But if it's multiple parchments, then if you both jointly decide to divide it up, you can divide it up.